弟兄姊妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace to you all.
我们好不好先打开圣经，我们来读两个地方的圣经。
Let's first turn to our Bibles and read two passages.
我们先来读约翰福音的第一章。
First, we'll read the Gospel of John, chapter 1.
我们对弟兄都讲到，昨天晚上我们在弟兄姊妹家的时候，我们也查到这节圣经，这章圣经。
And our brother had previously mentioned that during our home meeting, we also went over this passage.
我们来看两处啊，第一处的二十九节。
We'll read two sections. First is in verse 29.
约翰福音第一章二十九节。次日，约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说：“看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。”
Verse 29. The next day he saw Jesus coming to him, and behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
然后我们看三十五节到三十六节，三十七节。
And then verse 35 to verse 37.
再次，约翰同两个门徒站在那里，他见耶稣行走，就说：“看哪，这是神的羔羊。”
Again, the next day, John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus as he walked and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
两个门徒听见他的话，就跟从了耶稣。
The two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus.
好，我们一起低头祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer together.
父，我们感谢赞美你，今天早晨你把我们一同召聚在你的面前。
Father, we give you thanks that you have once again called us all together before you.
要听你儿子的福音。
To hear the gospel of your son.
但愿你借着你的灵在这里对我们每一个人讲话。
And through your name, would you speak to each one of us here?
无论是讲的还是听的，我们都一同听见从你宝座前来的声音。
Whether it's one who speaks or the one who listens, will we all hear the voice that comes from your precious throne?
好使我们实在是知道，也更多的认识你的爱子，我们的主耶稣基督。
So that we could know more of your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus.
这位神的羔羊。
The Lamb of God.
父，我们也实在要把我们所有心中的赞美和感谢归给你。
And Father, we want to give you all of the praise and thanks in our hearts.
这样的祷告乃是奉你爱子耶稣基督的名。
And we pray this in the name of your beloved Son.
Amen. 我们最近啊，星期五晚上的查经。
So recently in the Friday night Bible study.
我们总算把启示录查完了。
We have finally finished studying the book of Revelation.
这是一本非常难的查的难懂的书。
This is a very difficult book to understand.
那我们在查这个启示录呢，尤其是查到后面讲到世界的末日。
So when we're studying the book of Revelation, especially towards the end, talking about the end times,
发觉到圣经特别喜欢用一个词来讲来称我们的主耶稣基督。
Found that the book likes to refer to a certain title in reference to our Lord Jesus.
神就是羔羊。
It's just the Lamb of God.
大量讲到说，羔羊的得胜，羔羊的荣耀。
It talks about the victory of the Lamb, the glory of the Lamb.
羔羊的愤怒，还有羔羊的心腹，羔羊的婚宴，等等等等。
The wrath of the Lamb, the joy of the Lamb, the bride of the Lamb, and so on.
为什么啊，在圣经最后启示录这本书？当讲到世界的末日的时候
，So why is it that in this book of Revelation, when it talks about the end times of the world,
神刻意要用羔羊这个词来讲到他的儿子
，It that the Lord God uses this title, the Lamb of God, to refer to His Son.
我们都知道，在圣经里面呢，有我们的主的称谓有很多很多。
We know that there are many titles that refer to our Lord.
我们都非常熟悉。
And we're very familiar with them.
比如说是基督，基督耶稣。
Christ, Lord Jesus Christ.
然后讲到他是神子，神的儿子，也讲到他是人子，人的儿子。
He's referred to as the Son of God, the Son of Man.
还讲到救主，我们的主。
Savior or Lord.
但是为什么到了世界的讲到圣经在描述世界的末日的时候呢，特别要用这个词羔羊这个词来讲到我们的这位主，这位救主。
So why is it at the end in Revelation talking about the end of the world that we specifically use the title Lamb of God?
所以今天啊，我们想要记住今天早晨这点的时间，我们要来分享这个羔羊背后啊背后的意思和对今天我们生活啊的怎么样的应用，怎么样的影响。
So this morning, I want to take some time to find out the background of this title and how it relates to us today.
那么我们的题目就叫看啊，神的羔羊，就是刚才我们读的圣经里面所讲的看啊，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
And so the topic of our sharing today is Behold the Lamb of God, just as it said in the passage we just read, Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
这两处圣经的这句话都是施洗约翰他被称在圣经里边被称为是耶稣基督的开路的先锋。
And so both of these passages were said by John the Baptist, and he is described as the forerunner for the Lord Jesus.
他是在新约里边第一个公开出来传福音的。
He is the first person in the New Testament to publicly speak the gospel.
当他看见耶稣来到他的面前的时候这个29节讲，他好像就对事件对事件宣告，要把这位主介绍给世界上的人。所以他说看了神的羔羊除去世人罪孽的。
And so when he saw the Lord Jesus, his goal was to publicly proclaim him. That's why he said, Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
大家想象这个情景，当主耶稣来到他的面前的时候，他作为耶稣的开路先锋，他把主耶稣正式介绍给这个世界，他说看了这是神的羔羊除去世人罪孽的。
So you can picture this, that when he saw the Lord Jesus walking towards him, he publicly proclaimed to him, Behold, this is the Lamb of God.
然后隔一天呢,
And then the next day,
当主耶稣, 他又看到主耶稣在行走的时候,
When he saw the Lord Jesus walking around,
他就把两个门徒带到主的面前, 要把自己的门徒介绍给这位神的羔羊。
He brought his two own disciples before the Lord Jesus to introduce them to this Lamb of God.
这个时候他把门徒带到主的面前说看啊，这是神的羔，这里是神的羔羊。
So he brought his two disciples before the Lord Jesus and said, Behold, the Lamb of God.
这是神的羔羊，所以这两个门徒一听见他的话，就跟从了主。
This is the Lamb of God. And then when the two disciples heard that, they followed the Lord Jesus.
假如我们要追溯这个羔羊的称谓这个称呼的整个这个圣经里边的来源的时候。
So if we wanted to trace the origin of this Lamb of God
throughout the Bible,我们会发现到神的羔羊是神始终如一的安排。
We find that the Lamb of God is the sole purpose.
也是唯一的救赎的途径。
And it's also the only pathway for salvation.
如果我们翻到圣经的最开始创世纪第三章的时候。
So if we go to the very beginning, the book of Genesis in chapter 3.
当亚当夏娃我们人类的始祖犯罪了
When our ancestors Adam and Eve sinned
那么因为看到自己是赤身露体的对吧
So they saw that they themselves were naked, right?
他们害怕见神
And they were afraid to meet God
所以神就用一个皮子动物的皮子给到这个亚当和夏娃做了衣服
And so God gave Adam and Eve garments made of skin to cover
当然我们圣经没有说那个皮衣是用什么样的动物来做的对吧肯定是把它杀了才取得它的皮做衣服。
So the Bible doesn't specify what animal skin was used, but we can assume that the animal was killed in order for its skin to be utilized.
那么到了这是创世纪的第三章的记载一开始然后到第四章
And so this was a record in Genesis chapter 3, and when we get to Genesis chapter 4,
当亚当夏娃的儿子亚伯献祭的时候，就从羊群中取出头生的羊，然后呢献祭，就是把他杀了献给神。
Their son Abel offered up the first of his flock as a sacrifice, so he killed a lamb for a sacrifice.
神非常喜悦他这样的祭物。
And the Lord was pleased with this offering.
但这个地方圣经也没有指明因为他是从他的喂养的那个牲畜里边拿头生的，但并没有说一定是羊。
And so the Bible also doesn't specify that this is specifically a lamb, but it is from his flock.
但是到了创世纪的22章就非常清楚了。
But then when you get to Genesis chapter 22, it becomes very clear.
这个时候神让亚伯拉罕把自己的儿子以撒献给神。
This is when the Lord asks Abraham to offer up his only son.
这个时候当亚伯拉罕带着自己的儿子以撒带着火和柴要一直到一个山顶上要把他儿子作为燔祭烧来献给神
And so this is when Abraham took his son Isaac to the mountain with the wood and the fire to offer him up.
以撒那个时候也不清楚究竟献的羔羊羊羔在哪里。
And so at that time, Isaac also was confused and asked, where is the lamb for the sacrifice?
然后就问他的父亲，你看火和柴都在这里了，那神，那要献燔祭的那个羊羔在哪里呢？
And so he asked, the fire and the wood are here, but where is the lamb for this burnt offering?
然后亚伯拉罕回答他的儿子说，神必预备献燔祭的羊羔。
And so Abraham replied to his son saying, the Lord would provide the lamb for this burnt offering.
圣经第一次非常清楚地告诉我们，是有一个羊羔，神的羊羔要，神要预备。
And so this is the first time the Bible specifically mentions that the God will prepare a lamb for the offering.
然后到了圣经的第二本书啊，出埃及记。
And so then we go to the second book of the Bible, Exodus.
那个时候就再清楚不过了。
And then it becomes crystal clear.
当神吩咐亚以那个摩西带领以色列人出埃及。
So the Lord commanded Moses when he was bringing the Israelites out of Egypt.
就在前一天的晚上。
In the night prior.
神吩咐摩西说，让以色列人每一家要杀一个羊羔。
And so every household of Israel should kill a lamb.
然后把这个羊羔的血把它涂在门框和门楣上面。
And then spread the blood of the lamb across the posts and lintels of the door.
这样当神的差派的灭命的天使来杀埃及的头生的时候，就会越过凡涂了羔羊羊羔血的这个家。
And so when God sent the angel of destruction or the destroyer to Egypt to kill the firstborn, they would pass over those households.
直到今天，以色列人都知道要过逾越节，逾越节有一个羔羊羔要为他们而死。
Even now, as the Jews celebrate Passover, they know about the blood of the lamb.
那么到了先知书，以赛亚就很清楚地告诉我们。
And then we come to the books of the prophets, and Isaiah very clearly tells us.
他在预言这位将要来的救主的时候。
And when he was prophesying about the coming Savior.
他说他受欺压啊，然后呢，受苦的时候他不讲话。
He would be persecuted, and then when he was suffering, he would be silent.
所以他像羊羔一样被人牵到宰杀之地。
Like a lamb led to slaughter.
然后像在剪羊毛手下的羊一样的不开口。
Like a sheep before its shearers and is silent.
这是旧约关于这个神羊羔的记载。
And this is the record of the lamb in the Old Testament.
到了新约一开始，这位施洗约翰，耶稣的开路先锋。
And so then we come to the New Testament and we come to John the Baptist.
就把整个旧约千百年来的献祭一下引到了耶稣基督的身上，看啊，这是神的羔羊。
And then so he linked all the offerings of the Old Testament and put them onto the Lord Jesus.
这就是那个所有旧约献祭那个祭牲口那个羊羔最终的指向是这位耶稣基督，他是神的羔羊。
And so he pointed that all of the sacrifices for the lamb in the Old Testament are now pointed towards the Lord Jesus.
那么究竟主耶稣做了什么呢？
So then, what did the Lord Jesus do?
如果大家再回到旧约去看，就知道哦，原来以色列人献的这个逾越节的羔羊羊羔啊，它是要没有残疾、没有瑕疵的。
And so in the Old Testament, the lamb that was sacrificed had to be without spot or blemish.
那么我们的主耶稣他道成肉身，在地上生活了33年半的时间。
And so when our Lord Jesus, when he came down to earth as a man and lived for 33 and a half years,
圣经说他没有瑕疵，没有犯过罪。
That he was without fault and had never sinned.
就是这个无罪的要代替有罪的人。
That someone without sin needed to be a substitute for those who did sin.
被人钉在十字架上。
And would be crucified on the cross.
然后除去世人的罪孽。
And to take upon the sin of the world.
我们知道我们的主耶稣是旧约是一直献一直献，每年甚至每天都要献啊。到了新约，主耶稣一次献上就成了永远的赎罪祭。
We know that in the Old Testament you had to offer sacrifices continually once every year, but in the New Testament the Lord became our once and for all sacrifice.
这就解释为什么今天不用再献祭了。
And this explains why today in the present time we no longer need to offer sacrifices.
而且这是唯一的。
It was just the one.
Yeah, only one, right? 为什么？因为我们的主耶稣是神的独生子。
And why is that? It's because our Lord Jesus was God's only begotten Son.
曾爱世人把他的独生子赐给他们，叫他们因信他不是灭亡反得永生。所以是独生子，没有第二个神的儿子可以做这样的事。
So for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son to be the savior that those who believed in him would not die. And so Lord God only has one son. There is no other.
神要借着这个他独生子在十字架的牺牲的爱来吸引人能够悔改认罪归向我们的神。
And so God wants to use the love displayed upon the Son and His sacrifice to return those who had sinned.
这就是圣经里边我们的信仰，我们的主救人的方法是借着爱。
And so we know that the way that our Lord saves is through love.
不像今天世界上可能有人常常喜欢把基督教和伊斯兰教做比较。
And today, many people like to compare Christianity with Islam.
伊斯兰教我们都知道是靠着圣战。暴力征服人，非要信他不可，否则你就会遭到屠杀。
And so we know that Islam is also based in violence, so you must believe, otherwise you would be killed.
那现在他不能屠杀怎么办？他就靠出生啊，生的越多越好，对吧？这样的话，你生下来就是穆斯林。
啊？
那现在是靠出生，所以伊斯兰教国家是出生了，你生下来是穆斯林，你还不能。
So in Islam, your position is based off of your birth. So if you are born Muslim, you cannot help but be Muslim.
但是我们从来不是，每一个人不会生下来就是基督徒的。
But we are not like this. You are not born a Christian.
你也不可能说我要加入基督教，我要信基督教，那个没有用的。
And you cannot say that I want to become a Christian, so I will believe in Christianity.
教会也不能够救你。
And you cannot say that the church will save you.
你只能相信，唯一相信耶稣基督可以救你。
Only way to be saved is if you believe in the Lord Jesus to be saved.
但是圣经有一个很特别的预言。
But the Bible has a particular prophecy.
它是耶稣基督在十字架的死的爱是一个绊脚石。
It says that the Lord Jesus and Him crucified is a stumbling block.
它是使人绊倒的。
He would be a stumbling block for people.
对不对？所以犹太人跌倒了，至今犹太人还绝大部分还不愿意相信耶稣基督。
And so it is a stumbling block for the Jews, and that's why today many still do not believe.
而且今天世界上大部分人也不相信，因为他们都跌倒了。
And the majority of the world also do not believe because they have stumbled.
其中一个原因，十字架的道理太简单了。
One reason is that the way of the cross is too simple.
简单而且愚拙。很 foolish.
It is very simple and seemingly foolish.
一个人在十字架上死了我都几千年以后的人竟然他可以救我。
Someone who died on the cross 1,000 years ago, now he can save me.
我们中国人中国来的人或者印度人也差不多。我们的信仰我们的佛教信仰是什么博大精深，对不对？你十字架的道理太愚拙了。
And so for Chinese or even for Indians, what is our religious thinking? It tends to go towards Buddha or the like, or Hinduism.
很深奥的道理在里面，然而这个十字架道理，神的愚拙，对不对？这圣经说的话，我还不敢这么说。
Which is not like what we have for us, which is to believe in a singular Lord Jesus.
而且不光是，还是很软弱的事情。你看那个主耶稣被钉十字架，很软弱啊。
And it also seems to be a thing of weakness, right? For someone to be crucified on the cross, it could be seen as a sign of weakness.
主在钉十字架的时候，你知道，周围的人都吐他口水，扇他的耳光。
And you know that when the Lord Jesus was on the cross, he was spit at and made fun of.
我们今天看人的画的照片的时候，好像人主耶稣钉在十字架上是有个遮羞布挡住的，其实不是，主耶稣是赤裸裸的，当着他的门徒，当着他母亲面前，当着他的兄弟姊妹面前被挂在十字架上的。
And so it was, we see today in the pictures depicting the crucifixion that the Lord Jesus is also often depicted as wearing a loincloth. But you should know that that's not true. In that time, they were hung naked, and so he was like this before his family and his disciples.
我们都嘲笑哈，那个彼得跟随主耶稣，刚才弟兄姊妹在我们在家唱啊，我们要跟随主一直到底。我在想，我们有时候在唱可以，但我们都不知道我们在唱什么。
And sometimes we may look down on Peter, and then we may sing, "I will follow the Lord to the very end." But maybe we don't. But we won't know, truly whether or not we would do so.
但是我们要唱，非要唱，这是对的哈。那彼得也是很勇敢的，也是跟随主最勇敢的一个人。当时他就说，我别人就是离开你，我就死我都不离开你。作为彼得在那个时候。
And so we should sing this hymn because it is the correct thing to do. And Peter was actually very brave when he proclaimed to the Lord that wherever you go, I will go, even to death.
Yeah, 那个时候他因为看到主耶稣，他所信的这位主啊，本来应该很厉害的，结果被人任人侮辱，那么软弱的，甚至说是神的软弱。
And so Peter saw this person that he had followed, who was supposed to be all powerful, but then hung on the cross in such a weak state.
彼得吓得三次当众否认他认识这位主。
And he was so scared that he denied the Lord three times.
但是圣经在预言这位绊脚的石头、敌人的磐石的时候，说了后半句话。
But in the prophecy, when it talks about the stumbling block, the second part,
他说信靠他的人必不至于羞愧。
But those who believe, the second part says those who believe would not be ashamed.
为什么这么一个软弱啊的的？羊羔羊这么一个简单的道理，我只要几分钟就可以把这个耶稣基督的救赎讲完了。
But why is this? It's because in this sign, a show of weakness, and something so simple that in a few minutes it can be explained away.
对，我们传福音其实反反复复，每次站在台上讲，只几分钟就可以讲完。
And for, so when we preach the gospel, in actuality, we can say what we need to say in a couple minutes.
但是如果你要信靠他的。你必不至于羞，必不至羞愧。
But if you believe in him, then you would not be ashamed.
为什么
？Why is that?
因为信靠他的人，也许是现在，也许是将来，必要看见这个羔羊的荣耀。
Because those who believe in him, whether it's now or in the future, will see the glory of the Lamb.
我们一起来看看羔羊在天上要得的荣耀。
And so let's take a look at the glory in heaven that the Ram will.The Lamb will receive.
我们来看启示录的第五章。
If we look at Revelation chapter 5.
啊，启示录的第五章，我们从第一节开始，有点长，我们慢慢的来看。
We'll read from chapter 5 verse 1. It is a bit long, so we'll read it through slowly.
Yeah. 一开始哈，启示录第五章第一节就讲到说，这位我，这个我呢，是当初跟随主耶稣的，不是那个施洗约翰，这个人叫也叫约翰，他叫。使徒约翰。
First one starts with I, and this I is the apostle John, one of the two original disciples with John the Baptist.
他被带到三层天上，就是最高神的住的地方，然后看见坐宝座的神啊，手中拿着书卷，里外都写满了字，是用七个印封严的。
So the Apostle John, he was brought up to the third heaven, and he saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a book written inside and on the back, sealed up with seven seals.
第二节说，我又看见一位大力的天使大声宣传说，有谁配展开那书卷，揭开那七印呢？
Verse 2 says, And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, Who was worthy to open the book and to break its seals?
在天上、地上、地底下，没有人。没有能展开能观看那书卷的。
And no one in heaven or on the earth or under the earth was able to open the book or to look into it.
因为没有配展开配观看那书卷的，我就大哭。这个使徒约翰看到那个场景就哭，大哭起来。
Then I began to weep greatly because no one was found worthy to open the book or to look into it. So the Apostle John started to weep because he's looking at the situation.
我们今天很难坐在这个地方，坐在地上，能想象当时在天上约翰所看见的。
So it's a little difficult for those of us here sitting now to imagine what the Apostle John saw in the heavens.
看到这儿，他为什么会大哭
？If he saw this, why would he weep?
我想，因为这个书卷太重要了，他大概能够体会得到。但是他看见的是。在地上活着的人，在地底下已经死了的人类历史几千年，竟然没有一个人配。
I think it's because one that this book was contained in the book is just too important, but more so that looking at everyone who was on the earth, including all of the thousands who were who died beforehand, nobody was worthy.
对，不光是地下的、地上的、天上的、天上的天。我们人也许都有罪，不管他有多伟大，但是天上天使可是圣洁的呀。
Whether it was under the earth or on the earth or above the earth in the heaven, I think we can maybe understand on the earth and under the earth, but those in heaven are angels, those are holy.
还有这些长老, 他们都完全无瑕无疵的圣洁的, 为什么他们也都不配, 没有人配,
and
没有什么东西配?
Also the elders who were without fault and holy as well, why was no one worthy?
所以第五节的长老中啊，就是在神面前的24个长老中的第一个，就告诉他说不要哭，看了犹大支派的狮子大卫的根，他已经得胜，能一展开那书卷，揭开那奇异。
And so one of the 24 elders who lives before the throne says to him, said to John, stop weeping. Behold, the lion that is from the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has overcome so as to open the book and its seven seals.
唯一的一个可以展开这个书卷。
So this is the one person who can open the seals of the book.
等这个约翰一看，这个长老说那是大卫的狮，那是犹大支派的狮子。 但是等他下面一节啊，等他再过去一看的时候，他看的不是看到的不是狮子，是一个羔羊，是被杀过的羔羊。So
the elder describes the Lord Jesus as the lion that is from the tribe of Judah. But then in the next moment when he sees this vision, it's not a vision of a lion, it's of the lamb.
啊，这有一个很惊奇啊，我们也许能够想象得到。他突然他竟然说是狮子，我们都要看狮子是丛林中的王嘛。 对吧？他看到的却是一个被杀过的，曾被杀过的羔羊。So
this might be a surprise because the lion represents the king, but when he turns and looks, it is a lamb and a lamb that was slain.
然后第七节，这羔羊前来从宝座的右手中拿过了书卷，然后就在这个时候，很大的事情发生了。So
in verse 7, and he came and took the book out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne, and at this moment something great happened.
大家看八九十节啊，告诉我们坐在神宝座前，或者坐在神宝座前的四个活物啊，第八节，24位长老，这是最靠近神的啊，永永远远就在神面前神宝座前的人。这些24位长老和四个活物绝不可能拜任何东西，他们只单单的拜神。
So then in verses 8 through 10, we see that the 24 elders and the four living creatures, so these were those that were always the nearest to the throne, and they would never worship anything other than God on the throne.
他们匍匐在羔羊的面前。
They fell down prostrate before the Lamb.
然后对着这个羔羊唱新歌。
And sang a new song to the Lamb.
赞扬这位羔羊啊，他所做的，在地上所做的。
And they praised what the Lamb had done on earth.
然后这是第一个敬拜，非常宏大哈，是约翰亲眼看见的。
And so this is the first worship, and it was so amazing. This is what the Apostle John saw with his own eyes.
然后你再看11节、12节，这是另外一场的敬拜， 同时，也许就是一个接着一个的发生。
And then in verse 11 and 12 is another session of worship, and it could have followed immediately after the ones in verse 10.
这个时候不光是那个四个活物和24位长老啊，有许许多多天使，成千上万、千千万万的天使，这个时候同样来大声的赞美这位羔羊。
And so now it's not just the four living creatures and the elders, but all of the angels, myriads and tens of thousands of them.
这个还不够啊！这个时候是约翰看见有听见，因为太多天使，他一个人看不完。这个时候13节，他就根本听不见了，他只能听见在天上、地上、地底下啊、沧海中间的天地之间一切的被造物，这个时候也在大声的赞美这个羔羊和做宝座的。
And then that was not all. And now the Apostle John, he could only hear what came next because there were thousands and thousands of angels, and so he couldn't see all of them. So now he could only hear that every created thing which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and on the sea, all of these things worship the Lord.
我们也许坐在这儿听还是蛮枯燥的啊。假如你要想象你要是当时在天上，你会怎么想？你要像约翰那样。
And so we can imagine to ourselves, what would our reaction be if we saw what John saw in heaven?
哇，这个羔羊不就是我信的那个吗？
Isn't it that, would you think that, oh, this Lamb of God is the one that I believe in?
当时在地上如此的软弱，被人任意侮辱、任意羞辱、任意那个约、任意打，对吧？竟然如此大的荣耀。
The lamb that was so weak and was so, and was wronged and shamed on earth, now he has become so great.
而且他这位羔羊曾经在地上的时候还称我为他的弟兄啊，而不以为耻。
And so when on earth he considered me his brother.
所以约翰会有羞愧感觉吗？还是非常荣耀、非常自豪的感觉
？And so Apostle John felt a little bit ashamed.
啊，弟兄姊妹，各位在座的，我们是不是看到这里边是两幅图画，一个在地上，一个在天上？
So brothers and sisters, do you also feel the same that this is two depictions, descriptions, one of earth and one of heaven?
这位神的羔羊在地上受尽了人的侮辱啊，戏弄啊，被吐口水打扇耳光。
And so one is of the lamb when he was on earth who was wronged and spat upon and hit upon.
最后被钉死在十字架上。
And ultimately crucified on the cross.
然后呢，刚才我们所念的这个第五章，很多人说就是当主耶稣复活升天以后在天上的情形。
And then many people say that description in chapter 5 here is the description of what happened after the Lord Jesus ascended onto, into heaven to the right hand of the Father.
就是他从死里复活三天以后从死里复活然后到天上在神的宝座前所经历的。
And so it's after he was resurrected on the third day and ascended to heaven, this is what he experiences at the hand, at the side of God.
大家看到圣经给我们看见两幅完全不同的图画，一个是羔羊在地上受尽了屈辱，受尽了人的戏弄。
And one, this, so this is two very different descriptions. One is on the earth, one who is being wronged and shamed by man.
然后在天上呢，受神宝座前所有的东西。包括那四个活物二十位长老和千千万万的天使甚至全宇宙、啊、主耶稣曾经说过连石头都要起来敬拜神哇这幅多么荣耀的画这两巨大的反差怎么把它能够联系得起来
And one is such a glorious picture of the Lamb being worshipped by all living things on earth and on heaven So how can we reconcile these two descriptions?、
啊、在这个圣经、啊、腓立比书第二章把这两件事情联系起来了。
And so in Philippians chapter 2, it connects these two descriptions.
大家注意到哈，在第五章我们念的这个羔羊的时候，他还特别强调，他不光是强调神的羔羊，他是强调什么？如果你去注意二十四位长老和那个四个活物说的是被杀的羔羊。
And so we should pay attention that when the Lamb is described in Revelation chapter 5, it's not just that he's the Lamb of God, but he, or just merely the Lamb, but he's the Lamb that was slain.
然后天使也在讲同样一件事情，是被杀的羔羊。
And this is the description used by the 24 elders and four living creatures as well as the angels.
所以约翰当初一看见的不是狮子，也是一个曾经被杀的羔羊，因为他刚刚升天嘛。
And so what the vision, the, what John saw was not the lion, but the lamb that had just been slain.
所以腓立比书第二章这么样来描述主耶稣基督在地上的经历和在天上的经历。
And so Philippians chapter 2 then describes us thus, the Lord Jesus' experience on earth and then in heaven.
主耶稣在那个保罗在腓立比书使徒保罗这样讲说，他是神，他本来是与神同等的，但他不与。他不与此而作为非要这样做不可。
And so the Apostle Paul describes that though he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God, and emptied himself out.
然后他降世为人、啊、成为奴仆的样式。
And he came down as a man and took on the form of a bondservant.
然后存心顺服以至于死而且是死在十字架上。
And he was obedient and obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross.
这是讲到主耶稣在地上、啊、自己卑微、啊、然后呢存心、啊、自己卑微、啊、然后存心顺服以至于死
And so this is the description of the Lord Jesus on earth as someone who was humble and obedient completely obedient
这是讲到他在地上所做的然后马上保罗就转到天上神把他升为至高
And so this was a description of the Lord Jesus on earth and then Paul immediately goes into that, hisNext description, which is that God highly exalted him.
然后赐给他了超乎万民之上的名。
And bestowed on him the name that is above all names.
所以说在一切在天上的、地上的、地底下的都要向着这位主耶稣基督屈膝无不称颂他。
And so that everyone who is in heaven, on earth, or under the earth would bow before him and
称他为主。
And confess that he is Lord.
好，这就是圣经跟我们描述主耶稣在地上和天上 这么巨大的反差是如何，因为我们的主降世为人，成为奴仆，成为人。
And so this is how the Bible connects the two very different descriptions of the Lord on earth and on heaven, because he came down to earth in the form of a bondservant.
啊，存心顺服以至于死。
And was obedient unto death.
那今天我们在这讲这么多啊，关于主耶稣在天上啊，在地上是如此的啊，如此的卑微啊，天上如此的荣耀，讲这个跟我们有什么关系？
So we talked about how he was humble on earth, but exalted in heaven. So what does it have to do with us?
主耶稣在圣经最后特别强调这个羔羊，对我们今天也是生活在末世的人是什么样的关系？为什么要强调这件事？
So the Bible emphasized the lamb in the end times, and so we're here living in the end times. What does it have to do with us?
我们来看也是启示录的第七章。
And then also, let us turn to look at also in Revelation chapter 7.
然后我们来看第九节到十七节。
Verses 9 to 17.
主耶稣在地上的经历到天上的荣耀，这个东西给我们今天究竟是什么关系？
And so the Lord Jesus' experience on the earth to his glory in heaven, what does this have to do with us?
第七章第九节启示录。
Revelation chapter 7 verse 9.
此后我观看，这个还是使徒约翰啊，我观看见有许多的人，没有人能数过来，是从各国各族各民各方来的，站在宝座和羔羊的羔羊面前，穿着白衣，手拿棕树枝。
After these things I looked, and this is still the Apostle John, and behold a great multitude which no one could count from every nation and all tribes and peoples and tongues standing before the throne and before the Lamb clothed in white robes and palm branches were in their hands.
大声喊着说愿救恩归于坐在宝座上的我们的神也归于羔羊。
And they cry out with a loud voice saying salvation to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.
众天使都站在宝座和众长老并四活物的周围，在宝座前伏面伏于地敬拜神。
And all the angels who were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God.
说阿门，颂赞荣耀智慧感谢尊贵权柄大力都归于我们的神，直到永永远远，阿门。
Saying, Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen.
这个时候在二十四位长老中的一个啊，第十三节，有一位问约翰，问我说，这些穿白衣的人，穿白衣的是谁？是从哪里来的？
Verse 13, Then one of the elders answered, saying to me, These who are clothed in the white robes, who are they and where have they come from?
我对他说，我主，你知道。他向我说这些人是从大患难中出来的曾用羔羊的血把衣服洗白净了。
I said to him, My Lord, you know. And he said to me, These are the ones who come out of the great tribulation, and they have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
所以他们在神宝座前昼夜在他殿中侍奉他，做宝座的要用帐幕伏庇他们。
For this reason, they are before the throne of God, and they serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will spread his tabernacle over them.
他们不再饥，不再渴，日头和炎热也必不伤害他们。
They will hunger no longer, nor thirst anymore, nor will the sun beat down on them, nor any heat.
因为宝座前的羔羊必牧养他们，领他们到生命水的泉源，神必擦干、擦去他们一切的眼泪。
For the Lamb in the center of the throne will be their shepherd and will guide them to the springs of water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes.
这是讲到将来啊，将来的情形啊，非常荣耀，有很多无数穿白衣的人都会在神的面前敬拜神和羔羊。
And so this speaks of the future where an innumerable amount of people in black robes would be worshiping.
Yeah, it's white robes.
还有，
那么这些这个穿白衣的人，他们是从大灾大患难中出来的。
And so those who are in these white robes are those who came out of the great tribulation.
大家要问一问，我们将来会在其中吗
？And so we need to ask, will we be one of them?
那大患难是什么
？So what is the great tribulation?
难道不就是今天你我所生活的这个美国啊，或者中国这个污秽、弯曲、悖谬的时代吗？
So is it not where we are living today in the U.S. or in China, this perverse and crooked generation?
大患难未必一定是迫害啊，外在的迫害。
And so a great tribulation might not necessarily be external persecution.
关键的是在这个世界里边，我们怎么从里边，从这个大患难里边出来。
So that how can we come out of this great tribulation?
这里边有一句非常重要的话，这个这些人为什么穿白衣？因为他们的衣裳是被羔羊的血洗净的，是世界。
And so it's very importantly to note here that these robes are white because they have been washed in the blood of the Lamb.
当我们的主在十字架上钉死的时候，他的血就从十字架上流下，从他身体流下来。
And so when the Lord was crucified, his blood was shed and was bled out of his body.
我们都知道血在圣经里边代表生命。
And we all know that in the Bible, blood represents life.
羔羊的血就代表羔羊的生命。
So the blood of the lamb represents the life of the lamb.
这个生命我们都说了是无瑕无疵的生命。
And we said that this is a life without spot or blemish.
所以这些人是用羔羊的血不断地把自己的衣服洗白了。
And so these are those who have continually washed their garments in the blood of the Lamb.
我们都知道，我们刚信主的时候，我们不是就有一件白衣穿在身上，那是主耶稣的义袍啊，那是羔羊的，就是羔羊的血在上面啊，是白色的。
And so we all know that when we first believe, we put on these new robes, that is the Lord Jesus's robes, and it is with the blood of the Lamb and white robes.
但是我们生活在一个污秽的世界的里面，对吧？
But we live in a dirty world.
想想看，我每天随时就可以把手机打开和互联网和 social media 马上连起来。你是不是觉得每天看完那个东西，你身上都是满身的脏
？So for example, today we can just pick up our phone and go on the internet and go into social media, and afterwards, do you feel dirty? Not feel dirty?
Yeah, 是互联网上太多的手机里边或者互联网 social media 太多的脏东西在里边了。
And there's so many filthy things on the internet.
所以每次完了的话，我们都知道我们要随时随地、时时刻刻的要求主用他的羔用羔羊的血把我们洗干净。
And so you can see why that we need to continually, every moment, anytime, anywhere, wash ourselves in the blood of the Lamb.
我在想哈，如果我在台上讲这些东西，但台下一旦看到不好的东西，又变脏了，万一那个时候主就来了，我怎么办？对不对？
And so right now I am on the stage, but when I'm off the stage, what if I'm looking at these things and then the Lord suddenly comes?
对，除非万一主来了，一看到我正在那样的，别的弟兄姊妹都被提了，我这个留下来了，那还要经过大灾难，那个、多糟多尴尬，弟兄姊妹看他还在讲这些事呢，他自己都不知道怎么做。
So what if I'm the Lord comes and all of the brothers and sisters are raptured, and I am left here to experience the great tribulation? How awkward would that be that he was speaking about all these things on the pulpit, but he was left behind?
我们一个年长弟兄说，他说就是你悔改的眼泪，你都需要用主的宝血洁净，因为这是不干净的东西在这个世界上。
And so there's an elderly brother who said that even the tears that you shed when repenting need to be washed in the blood of the Lamb because your tears are dirty.
所以我们每一个不管你今天信也好，或者已经信了的好，你必须随时随地用主的宝血把自己洁净干净。
And so whether you believe in a while or just believe, you need to be constantly washing the blood of the Lamb.
这个够吗？
But is that enough?
还不够。
It is not enough.
因为圣经告诉我们，如果我们故意犯罪啊，把主的血、羔羊的血当作平常，将来主要审判我们的。
It's not enough because the Bible tells us that if we purposefully sin and we treat the blood of the Lamb as commonplace, then we will face judgment.
我说哎，反正主的血可以把我洗干净，所以我照犯罪不误。犯了罪，拐过来又求主血洗干净我。这种故意犯罪，主将来要审判我们的。
So we should not think that and purposely sin because the blood of the Lamb can wash me clean. I'll just go and wash in the blood.
所以我们再往下面看啊，看到启示录第十二章还有一件事要做。
That thinking will bring about judgment. So then let's move on and look further in Revelation chapter 12.
Yeah, 我们看第十节，第十二章十节十一节啊。
We'll look at chapter 12 verses 10 and 11.
十到十一节啊。啊，启示录第十二章第十节，我听见在天上有大声音说，我神的救恩、能力、国度，并他基督的权柄，现在都来到了。因为那 在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的已经被摔下去了。
Verse 10, Then I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, Now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come, for the accuser of our brethren has been thrown down, he who accuses them before God day and night.
第十一节，弟兄胜过他是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道，他们虽至于死也不爱惜性命。
Verse 11, And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony, and they did not love their life even when faced with death.
啊，这儿讲到我们在地上，在这个污秽世界里边，随时随地，我们情愿也好，有时不情愿也好，都会落在这个污秽的里面。
And so that this, these verses say that all of us will be underneath this.
这个 dirty, yeah, filthy. 然后呢，不光是我们感觉到 filthy, 还有个整天在神的面前控告我们的撒旦，也会告诉神说：“你看，他又变得那么脏了。”
We all experience this filthiness, and not only would we feel that we ourselves are dirty, but also the accuser Satan is before God saying, "Look how dirty and filthy they are."
Yeah, 但是第十节告诉第十一节告诉我们，这些得胜的弟兄们啊，胜过他，不光是羔羊的血，然后还有什么？
But then verse 11 tells us that they overcame not only because of the blood of the Lamb, but for what else?
还有他们自己所见证的道。
Because of the word of their own testimony.
这个他们所见证的道是什么？这些得胜者。
So what is the word of the testimony of these overcomers?
啊，后面就给我们解释，因为他们什么？第十一节的后面，好的，他们虽至于死，也不爱惜性命。
And verse, the latter half of verse 11 explains, they did not love their life even when faced with death.
啊，这个性命这个词是中文的翻译啊，我不知道你英文怎么翻译，原文是魂啊，不爱惜自己的魂。
And so the original is that they did not love even their soul life. Their soul
life, exactly. 啊，这是什么意思？
So what does this mean?
这些人身上带着十字架的印记，死的印记。
And so these have the imprint of the death of the cross.
就是我们前面所看见的，当羔羊在天上得荣耀的时候，人家看见的不是羔羊，是看到是被杀的羔羊。
So like when we were looking at the vision in heaven, what they saw was the vision of the lamb that was slain.
我们的主，神的羔羊在天上得荣耀的时候，他身上是有死的印记的。
When the Lord Jesus as the Lamb received the glory in heaven, he still has the scars of the cross.
所以这些人也是一样的，他们虽至于死也不爱惜他们的魂，带着十字架的印记，就是羔羊生命的道。
And so these in verse 11 are the same, that they did not love their own life even when faced with death, and did not love their own soul. So they had the imprint of the cross on them.
我们都知道哈，当保罗在描写主耶稣在地上的顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上，天上得到的至高的荣耀的时候。
So we know that when the Apostle Paul is describing the Lord Jesus' life on earth, and then also his glory in heaven.
他后面讲了一句话，讲一段话，没有，我们这里没有讲，大家可以看看在腓立比书第二章。
He says something that we didn't read before, but it's also in Philippians chapter 2.
既然我们看见主耶稣从地上顺服以至于死，且死在十字架上，到天上得到荣耀，所以我们也应当顺服，而且更加顺服。
And so that we saw that the Lord Jesus' obedience on the earth, even to death on the cross, and so we should be also likewise as obedient.
要恐惧战惊，做成我们得救的功夫。
And with fear, work out our salvation.
什么意思？
What does this mean?
就是得胜的关键，就是要顺服以至于死。
And it means that to overcome means to to be obedient even unto death.
你知道我们生活在地上，我们也需要顺服的。
You know that even as we're here on the earth, we need obedience.
我们都知道，我们最近一个弟兄刚刚剪了头发，对吧？大家都知道这件事。
So there is a brother, I think, who recently cut his hair. I think we know all of this.
因为他要做参加一个慈善嘛，因为大家就决定要剪头发，要与那个。他们这个慈善的对象要共情，对吧？
慈善
就是要慈善，就是 charity。
Oh, and because his brother was going to participate in a charity event, and so they had all of this preordained.
你知道吗？我们这个人要把头发剃光，其实是件不容易的事。
You know that to shave your head is not.
那大家都要这么决定这样做，你需要顺服，所以大家要一起去做。
But because this was something that was mandated, everyone needs to obey.
但是确实很难，所以他把他的父母亲、把一些弟兄姊妹一起叫去，去见证他剃头。
But because this was such a difficult thing, he asked his parents and a couple of brothers and sisters to go and with him to shave his head.
所以我们大家，他我也都提前知道了，我以为他要剃得非常光，后来回来一看也没有啊。
And so I knew of this ahead of time, so I thought he was going to shave it completely, but then when he, the result, I was like, oh, it was not so.
也叫他后来他告诉我，又摸，我还想要摸摸他，他是就叫这叫 buzz cut.
And so, I wanted to touch it as well, but then he told me this is something called a buzz cut.
后来我就去专门去查，哦，查他说其实还有一种 cut 呢是最高的，叫做 zero cut.
And so then when I went to research this, I found out there was an even closer shave called a zero cut.
圣经有的时候要把它剃光了，就是闪亮的那种。
And so in the Bible, it is you're completely bald so that the light shines on it.
那天星期五看到我弟兄的时候，哎呦，我就那里矮多了，顺服就是自己变矮了，对吧？因为他原来是很高，我们弟兄很高大的，然后变得很啊，一下头发没了，就矮了嘛。
And so when I saw the brother, I thought, I told him, oh, you look shorter. And that's what being obedient means, is putting yourself lower.
世界上的事情需要顺服，但是我们属灵的事情更需要顺服。
And so we know that for things on earth, there are certain things we need to be obedient. Even more so for heavenly things, we need to be obedient.
就像 zero cut 那种顺服，就是圣经里边说的是羔羊的顺服。
And to be obedient, even to get a zero cut, and to be obedient like the lamb.
所以羔羊的顺服有两个特点。
So obedience like the lamb has two aspects.
第一，主耶稣说，我的心柔和谦卑。
First one is that the Lord Jesus says that my heart is gentle and humble.
所以你们当负我的轭，学我的样式。
So take my yoke upon you and learn from me.
我们的主在地上默默无声的被牵到宰杀地，像羔羊一样。
And so the Lord Jesus, when he was on earth, was silent, like a lamb being led to slaughter.
任有人戏弄他、侮辱他，他不说一句话。
Anyone who wronged him, he did not say anything.
然后第二就是要背起十字架来跟从我。
And the second is to pick up your cross and follow after me.
当舍己。就舍己。Give up yourself.
To deny yourself.
圣经那个地方你看。要背起，要致死你的，我们说是要放弃你的生命 ，deny 你的生命，其实是否定你的魂的意思。
Is to give up your life or to put down yourself, which means to death your soul life.
如何顺服
？And to be obedient.
如何顺服
？And to be obedient.
我们都知道圣经有句话叫万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
We know that in the Bible there is a verse that says that the good of God works for all. God works.
All things to work out for the good for those who love Him.
It is true that sometimes when we are obedient to God, God will remove our hardships.
但是我们全教会都曾经经历两件事情，有两位弟兄李弟兄和朱弟兄，两位弟兄全教会为他祷告，我们就觉得神应该听我们的祷告，结果神仍然让把这两位那么年轻的弟兄接走了。
And so our church has experienced two such experiences where we prayed for our brothers Lee and Chu, and we thought that the Lord would definitely heal them because of our prayers. But in the end, the Lord still took them.
Yeah, 很多弟兄姊妹说什么神不听我们的祷告。
So many brothers and sisters that asked, why did the Lord not listen to our prayers?
我不知道神真的没有听吗？我们在祷告的时候不是说过神啊，求你医治他，但愿你的旨意成就。
And so is it really that God didn't listen to us? Because wasn't it in our prayers that we asked the Lord to heal them as it, if it is in His will?
弟兄姊妹看到没有？经过这两件相继的两件事情，整个教会都带着死的印记了。
And so do you see that in these two experiences, the church also experienced death?
甚至我们的姊妹说，我已经死了。
And so even the sister expressed to me, I have already died.
兄姊妹们，学习顺服最好的地方啊，在世界可以，但最好的地方是在教会里面。
Brothers and sisters, the best place to learn obedience, while you can learn it in the world, is in the church.
啊，在教会是最好的地方。
The church is the best place to learn this.
因为在教会我们讲十字架。
Because in the church we speak of the cross.
当然，弟兄姊妹在一起，彼此相爱，彼此因着信心安慰。
And so we can experience the love and the fellowship and comfort between brothers and sisters.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人都带着肉体的。
But brothers and sisters, each one of us also brings with our own flesh.
我们每个人的魂生命都非常大的。
We have a very strong soul life.
当我们在一起啊，你一家人在一起都会吵架。昨天晚上我们弟兄姊妹讲到，我的母亲讲到怎么样教育自己的两个孩子。
And so when we are all together, even when we're together with families, we can have arguments. Yesterday night we were talking about how to discipline your children.
教会这么多弟兄姊妹，这么多带着肉体、带着魂生命的人在一起，一定会有冲突的，会有利益的不一样的。
And so with a church with so many different brothers and sisters with their own soul life, you're bound to experience clashes and hardship.
当这个伤害、这个冲突来临的时候，你是里边是翻江倒海呢？
And so when you experience these clashes or conflicts, what is your reaction? Is it
are you try to 好像想要自辩，想要找出自己对的地方。
Do you feel self righteous?
Yes, thank you. 或者说像羔羊那样的柔和谦卑，默默无声。
Or are you like the lamb, gentle and humble and silent?
默默向着自己，向着自己的魂死。
And to contain your self life.
你知道我们所有的人一样的，没有一个例外，不管他的属灵生命在什么阶段，我们都有属灵的盲点。
And so everyone, no matter where you are in your spiritual life, we all have spiritual blind spots.
尤其是那些属灵在主的里面的时间比较长的，他的肉体更是深藏不露。
And especially those of us who have been who have believed for a longer time because our flesh is also deeply rooted.
有时候神借着一些弟兄姊妹啊，指出我们的错误来。
And sometimes the Lord will use brothers and sisters to point out our own faults.
我们第一反应是什么？
What is our first reaction?
我可以告诉你我的第一反应是什么。
I can tell you what my first initial reaction will be.
我记得我在这个台上每次分享的时候啊，不是最近啊，至少在之前的事情，不敢讲最近的事情。
So I remember from a while ago when I was preaching.
Yeah, 那个时候已经黄弟兄不在，谁可以讲他
？I thought I didn't see Brother Huang sitting in the audience, so I can speak about him.
我每次下来，我有时候感觉讲他还不错。
And so every time I came off the stage, I would think, oh, I did a pretty good job.
黄弟兄下来就找我，我跟你谈一谈。
And so Brother Huang would find me and say, let me speak to you.
你在上面讲，尽量用神的话，少用那些世界上的语言。
When you preach,
经常这样对我讲。
When you preach, use more of God's word and less of examples from the world. He would tell me this constantly.
最好少用的例子太多了。
You give too many examples.
Yeah, 一大堆，我现在都想不起来。每次下来以后，我就知道他找我就麻烦了。
So every time I came down, if he came to find me, then I knew that I was about to get reprimanded.
我几乎最开始的时候还谦虚一下，对吧？到后面我根本就不听他的。我说这是你的观点，跟我不一样。我就这么讲，听他。
So in the beginning, I would willingly take the criticism, but as time went on, I got more defensive and would say, "This is your thinking; has nothing to do with me."
但是弟兄姊妹，很多年下来以后，最近我敢讲一下，我发现到我做的很多事情就是当初他希望我做的。
And so many years later, time went on. Now I can speak about more recent things. I have found that things I do now are many of those things that the brother had recommended.
只是当时我不服气啊，确实很难受。为什么我虽然称赞几句人好吧，没有很少听到传弟兄称赞的话。我不知道他家里是怎么样，但是我是很少。
So it used to be that I did not. It was not a good feeling when he gave me feedback, and because he always criticized me. I don't know if he ever complimented me. Maybe at home.
你知道吗，弟兄姊妹？我们很多外面教会的弟兄姊妹都很羡慕我们的青少年。
So brothers and sisters, you know that there are many other brothers and sisters outside of us who are very, who look very, enviously on our admire. They admire our young people.
Yeah. 哎呀，他说你们伊斯林的青少年很好哎。
They always say, "Oh, your youth at Islam are so good."
我说他们都是顺服韩弟兄顺服来的。
I would say that they were brought out by the through obedience by Brother Han.
Yeah,
you know that.
他们就知道。
You know that obeying Brother Han is not easy.
前两天还有一个年轻人告诉我。
So a couple of days ago, a young person told me.
韩弟兄的那个发音，英语发音不准。
That Brother Han's pronunciation of English is inaccurate.
Yeah. 我说韩弟兄的英语对我来说是天花板呢。
And I said, well, comparatively, Brother Han's English is the standard for me.
哦，太比我好太多了。
It is better than mine by a lot.
没办法和我们的中间的年轻人的英语相比，但是他们还能顺服。
But it can't be compared to the English of our young people, but yet they still obey.
这个顺服啊，真是给我们带来非常大的祝福。
And so through obedience has brought us great blessing.
顺服不容易，我们常常会找借口。
And so obedience is not easy because we will often find.
我常找的借口，我相信好多弟兄姊妹也找借口，就是顺服。圣经里面有一句话啊，他说：“听从神啊，听从你们，不听从神，这是应该的吗？”
And so I will often find this excuse, and maybe brothers and sisters also find this excuse is that would you rather I obey God or listen to you?
我们很多时候在讲这句话，包括我在内，其实是因为我不想顺服你，但是呢，我又找不到原因，我就说我要顺服神，我因为神在我们里面感动不一样，所以我不顺服你，我要顺服神去了。
And so we may often use this excuse when we just don't want to obey a person. We'll say that I'm going to obey God, and because you know God speaks differently to all of us, I'm going to obey God and not obey you.
但是圣经怎么样教导我们的
？But what does the Bible teach us?
他说你不光要顺服人啊，当然那句话不会错的啊。神的话不会说彼得讲的，但是圣经还告诉我们。
Of course, obeying God will not be wrong, but the Bible also says.
不光要顺服人，要顺服恶人。
We not only have to obey people, but even the wicked.
我们读完启示录才发现，神把撒旦留在地上是有原因的。
And so when we read the Revelation, we find that God kept Satan on the earth for a reason.
一切都是神的安排，让万事互相效力。
And so it was all by God's design so that in the end everything would come into subjection.
你知道主在十字架上十字架之前受尽了人的戏弄，受尽了人的侮辱，那些人都是恶人啊。
You know that when the Lord went upon the cross and the rejection despise that he experienced were all coming from wicked people.
主耶稣怎么样在登山宝训教训我们？
So then, but then how does the Lord teach us?
不要与恶人作对。
Do not resist the wicked.
如果人打你的右脸，你把左脸也跟别人打。
If someone slaps you on the right cheek, turn the left cheek for them.
要爱你的仇敌，为他们祷告。
You need to love your enemies and pray for them.
哇，那你听到这句话，我记得当时我听到这句话，我肺都气炸了。So angry.
Yeah. And so when I first heard these words, I remember I was so angry.
我说人的自尊在哪里呢？
I said, where is justice for man?
我虽然害人之心不可有，但我不可能不防人的。
Of course, I won't purposely harm people, but I cannot not defend myself against people.
今天世界上人最看重的就是 self-esteem， 对不？就是自尊。
And so today, people honor most is self-esteem.
但是我们把刚才我们念的那句话替过来，就是虽然至死也不爱惜自尊。
But the verse we just read before is that they obeyed and did not love their life even unto death.
这个自尊就是魂的一部分。
And this is
就是我们的自我。
And that self, that life is also referring to the soul.
你知道保罗在哥林多后书怎么样说的吗？
Do you know what Paul says in 2 Corinthians?
哥林多后书第四章。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5.
他说我们不是传我们自己。
He says we do not preach ourselves.
我们不是在传我们的自己，我们是在传主。
We are not preaching ourselves, but Christ Jesus as Lord.
每一个基督徒里面，这个瓦器的里面都有一个宝贝藏在里面的。
So that every Christian, this vessel has a treasure inside. This earthen vessel has a treasure inside.
这个宝贝就是那个羔羊的生命。
And the treasure is the life of the Lamb.
所以我们四面受敌，也不会被困住。
So that even if we are persecuted, we will not be bound.
遭逼迫也不被抛弃丢弃。
But if we are persecuted, we won't be forsaken.
Right. 被打倒了也不至于死亡。
But even if we are struck down, we will not be destroyed.
保罗说，我们身上常常带着耶稣基督的死。
And Paul says that on our bodies we carry the death of the Lord Jesus.
每一个人，我们如果常常带着耶稣的死，那么耶稣的生也会在我们的身上显明出来。
So if we carry the death of the Lord Jesus upon us, then that life will also be manifest in us.
保罗说，当我们这样住的时候，我们在这弯曲悖谬的世代，就如明光照耀，把生命的道显明出来。
And so that if we carry ourselves in this manner, then we will be the light to this defiled generation.
当死在我们身上发动的时候，你发觉到别人看见的是耶稣的生。
So when we allow ourselves to die, then what will be manifest will be the Lord Jesus' life.
而且这个生可以传递到别人的身上。
And this life can be transferred to someone else.
也许你会说，那么我们就没办法伸冤了，就这么自认了。
And so maybe then you will say, well, I can't live like this.
圣经说你要伸冤可以，向神去伸冤去。向神。就是ask for revenge.
Okay. And so we say that we can't live like this, and what if we want revenge or vengeance, then the Bible says to go to God for vengeance.
Yeah, 保罗那个罗马书这样说，不要自己伸冤，要什么呀，宁可让步。
And in Romans it says, never take revenge for yourself, but leave room for wrath of God. Because the Lord says, vengeance is mine.
因为伸冤在我，我必报应，这是神的话。
And the Lord's words are, vengeance is mine, and I will repay.
所以你要看起诉的，看到最后，你会看见到，原来最后的审判是个，不光是要审判人的罪，也是为圣徒，为那些被流血的人，被委屈的人，伸冤的审判。
And so that if you read in Revelation that the final judgment is not just a judgment against sin, but it also is
revenge.
Yeah, it is also vengeance and revenge for us.
所以当那个大巴比伦被神审判被毁灭的时候，竟然在巴比伦里边可以看到圣徒和那些先知们所流的血，因为神要为他们伸冤，也为他们伸冤了。
And so you can see that when Babylon is judged and then destroyed, you'll see, and within Babylon there is the blood of those martyrs, and this is because now they are going to be revenged.
所以我们都知道，到了最后，所有的伸冤，所有的伸冤，神要一切归到最后那些被审判的人身上。
And so that we know that vengeance will be judgment will be upon those people.
那么在今天我们这些人该做什么呢？
So then for us, what should we do today?
使我们可以加入那些穿白衣的人的行列。
And so we can become, add to the ranks of those who are in white robes.
就是两件事情归纳起来。
It is just two aspects, two things.
就是我们要活出羔羊的生命，羔羊生命已经在我们的里面了。
So we need to live out the life of the Lamb, and that life is already within us.
这个羔羊的生命是默默的。默默的顺服。
And this is the life of the Lamb is brought through obedience.
Yeah, 然后以至于死。
And to die to ourselves.
不爱惜自己的魂。
Not to love our own life or soul.
这是第一。第二呢？
That's the first. The second.
随时随地用羔羊的宝血洁净我们。
And to every time, every moment, to use the blood of the Lamb to cleanse ourselves.
好，我们一起低头祷告。
And let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
父啊，我们感谢赞美你。
Father, we give you praise and thanks.
为着你借着你的儿子耶稣基督所成就的救赎。
And for the salvation that you've accomplished through your Son, the Lord Jesus.
主啊，帮助在座的还在寻求的，能够早日接受这个救恩。
We ask that that you would help those who are still searching to accept this quickly.
这是唯一的救恩。
This is the only way to salvation.
哦，主啊，你也帮助我们这些人愿意跟随主的，跟随羔羊的人。
And would you be with those who are willing to follow the Lamb, follow the Lord?
我们一起都被羔羊的宝血洁净。
That we together are cleansed by the blood of the Lamb.
随时随地的洁净。
At every time, every moment, we are cleansed.
也努力活在这个地上，这个污秽的、弯曲悖谬的时代。
And as we live in this defiled and dirty world,
能够像羔羊那样无瑕无疵。
We will be able to be like the Lamb without spot or blemish.
在这弯曲悖谬的时代，如同明光照耀。
That we be a light in this wicked and crooked generation.
把生命的道，把羔羊的生命能够显明出来。
That we would be able to manifest the way of life, the life of the Lamb.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
So Lord, we thank you.
这样祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.